Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for joining me. I'm always grateful to be here, and I'm always grateful when those can be here with me, whether you can be here with me live or later in the archives. It's always still an honor. Anyway, I hope everybody is doing well and hanging in there. And I hope that in the last week from the last show that you have been thinking about, you know, new creative ideas that you could do that will enhance your life. And I also hope that you're also taking this time to go inside and really get to know yourself. So, hi, I'm Jean Salt, also known as Jean of Divine Healing. And I want to talk about how we need to stop listening to the outside world and rely and trust more ourselves. With the pandemic that is going on right now with the coronavirus 19 as an example, and I am not diminishing in any way the reality of the effect that it's having on the world and how some people have gotten very sick and some have died from it. I do take that seriously, but I also look at it like this. I refuse to get the virus or the flu personally because I don't need to have it in my reality. Are you listening? I can be listening and observing and watching and paying attention as if I'm sitting in a movie theater eating popcorn, because I love popcorn, and watching it all play out on a movie screen. So I decided that tonight's topic would be a good topic, you know, because so many people are listening to other people. People even listen to their friends and family when it comes to things like what's going on. But also, when someone gets real excited about a new adventure or a new business that they're considering birthing and making into a reality, and they share it with someone and they go, oh, now's not a good time to do that, you know, because they throw their fears onto you, okay? So most of you know this who are listening, and maybe most of you are also aware of this, but never really pay attention to it, okay? So I would like to do a brief meditation for those who would like to participate. And I would like to help you remove the resistances, cause you to trust and rely more on outside information versus yourself. As a quick example, let's say you're thinking about, I don't know, maybe you're a musician and you're thinking about creating a song that is going to help bring more people together and wake them up in their hearts, right? And I'm talking about to the higher fifth dimensional level type of song. And if they listen to their inner guidance, and their guides and their higher self, their intuitions, however you want to label it, then they will write the most amazing song and it will be very successful because it's for the highest good. So let's say as an example, this person goes and tells someone, right? And then they throw their fears onto it. And then that person allows those fears of another person to block an obstacle and sabotage what they want to birth, okay? So those who would like to participate, please go inside your mind for a moment and say this with your sovereign free will. only if you choose to release these resistances. And remember, what you're stating, you're not going to say yes or no until the end, because you can't really give permission to something you don't know what you're going to say until the end. I choose with my sovereign free will to release myself from all self-sabotages and all energies cause me to rely too much on what the outer world thinks and believes and perceives. I choose to release those so that I can fully step into my own personal power. And I can create from my heart with my higher self and my soul for the highest good of all. And then if you decide to say yes, you can say yes. And if you decide you're not ready to do it, you can say no, and it's okay. Never any judgment when you're talking to me, okay? A lot of people will call me up on the phone and say, Jean, can I talk to you for just a few minutes? Because I know you won't think I'm weird. I know you won't think that what I'm about to say is so woo-woo, you'll hear me out with unconditional love. And to be honest with you, to me, that's a big honor. I'm just going to take a sip of water, but I'm going to mute the phone so you don't have to hear me swallow it. And in the meantime, grab some water if you want me to charge it. Alrighty. Close your eyes. Feet gently on the floor, on the ground. Gentle breathing. If you have any thoughts that you need to think about, you can think about them in a couple of minutes. Just let them float outside your thinking mind for just a few minutes. And give this gift to yourself through self-love and self-worth, because it is your birthright to know who you are. I am asking all the divine feminine tonight, because I think we all also need some extra love, support. With sacredness and permission, I invite beloved Kuan Yin. I invite beloved Kateri. I invite beloved Lakshmi. I invite beloved White Buffalo. I invite beloved Mother Mary. I invite beloved Mary Magdalene. I invite the grandmothers of the four directions. I invite Pachamama, Mama Gaia. And all feminine, female, celestial beings. Now, for you men out there that are listening, please don't be offended, because I'm not inviting any male divine masters. It's not personal. The reason is because we all, both sexes, need to balance more of our feminine energy. So think of this also as an extra gift that you're receiving for yourself. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your root chakra. With each gentle breath, allow all those resistances to release. With each gentle breath, allow these divine feminine masters who have come to support us all emanate their love, support, for you. Breathing in divine light, exhale into the root chakra, the feet chakra, releasing all those obstacles around your feet. Excellent Excellent. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your root chakra. For all lifetimes when you had a male body, all lifetimes when you had a female body, maybe you had a body that carried both. Breathe in divine light, exhale divine light into your root chakra, releasing and receiving divine love support. Excellent. Breathe in divine light, exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, let all the sabotages, all the resistances that prevent you from fully trusting yourself and your guides for the highest good of divine truth, divine clarity, divine trust. Exhaling to the sacral. Excellent, shifting. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the navel through the umbilical cord, through your genealogy, through your DNA strand, as you release the resistance and the sabotages. It wakes up your DNA strand for all your artistic, divine creation to come into your thinking mind. The plans that you pre-planned in soul form. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your navel. Letting go of those resistances, letting go too of the programming of listening and depending on the outside world. Excellent shifting there. Very good, very good. Be proud of yourself. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the solar plexus. Not another day will you not trust yourself fully and completely. Not another day will you allow yourself to be manipulated by false impressions, false words, false news, whatever it is that is false to you. Never again. From this moment forward, always divine clarity, divine truth, and divine trust in you. Breathe in that divine light. Exhale into your solar plexus. You have every right to balance your emotional chakra and trust your inner self, your guidance. Letting go of those resistances. Excellent, excellent shift. There we go. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your heart. From all lifetimes, all moments, including this lifetime, when your heart was influenced for you not to trust yourself or to trust your own inner knowing or your own inner guidance, your own inner inspiration, messages. Let go of the resistances and the sabotages in your heart. Let this divine sacred light ignite the threefold flame within your heart center, rising you more high to the fifth dimensional vibration of your truth. Excellent shifting there. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your throat chakra. Let's also include all burdens that you've carried as a result of not listening to your own inner guidance than trusting others. Now, I know there's some people out there that you can trust. I get that, okay? What I do is I ask the divine realm every day, show me the truth in this, show me the truth in that, show me the truth in this person. Let the world see the truth in me. I have nothing to hide. Anyway, breathe in that divine light. Exhale into your throat chakra. Let your throat chakra release all those resistances and sabotages. Let your vocal cords and larynx and voice box rise and shine for all that you need to share and express, sing and chant and pray. Excellent shifting there. Excellent. Good job. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the center of your head. With each gentle breath, as you exhale into the center of your head, you allow your pituitary, your pineal chakra, the god Alexa that rests between them, the right and left side of your brain and your cellular memory, to release all sabotages, all resistances, all illusions and deceptions, reconnecting you fully and completely to your higher self, your divine master guides, teachers and healers, and guardian angels, strengthening that connection with each gentle breath. Letting go of the illusion and letting 100% divine truth that you can trust yourself and your guidance and your knowing. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your crown chakra. With each gentle breath, as you breathe into your crown chakra opens more fully and wider. It allows more of your divine connections to come in, and it strengthens your connection with your higher self, your master teachers, guardian angels, spirit guides, spirit healers, and the creator of all creation. Breathing in divine light. Exhale into your crown. Excellent. As you continue to breathe in this divine light with each breath, let's now intend it to the first layer of our auric field with each breath, and the layer that is closest to your where we will begin. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the first layer of your auric field. Each gentle breath releases the resistances and the sabotages and brightens and vibrates to quantum frequency. As you breathe, it expands and ripples out to the second layer of your auric field, releasing, pulsating, vibrating to the highest good for you. Releasing there. Pulsating, vibrating, quantum frequency. Excuse me. Breathing in that divine light and rippling out to the third layer of your auric field. Trying to pick up, excuse me, on some old resistances to those who are listening. I'm going to mute my phone for a moment because I need to cough really bad. And when I do, I'm going to let this just flow off of me. So please continue breathing. Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for your patience and understanding. As you breathe in divinely, and it ripples out to the third layer of your auric field. As it pulsates and vibrates around and circulates, releasing all sabotage and all resistances, bringing the third layer of your auric field to quantum divine frequency vibration. Excellent. As we continue to breathe, we ripple out to the fourth layer of our auric field, pulsating, vibrating, quantum frequency, vibration, light. As all those sabotages and resistances release now, excellent, it ripples out into the fifth layer of your auric field with each breath. Releasing all those sabotages, all those resistances. Igniting the divine spark through quantum vibration. Circulating through the fifth layer of your auric field. With each breath, you ripples out to the sixth layer of your auric field. And as it releases, and it receives and it activates and vibrates at that quantum divine level of light, it also extra adds that spark of your soul, creative, artistic ability to heighten and expand through your eyes. Good. Breathe in divine light and exhale into the seventh layer of your auric field. Releasing all those resistances and sabotage. Allowing divine quantum light, love, frequency, vibration to pulsate and vibrate through each layer. So now, in those experiences, please keep your eyes still closed, and I didn't mean to startle you, but in those experiences, when you didn't fully trust yourself, or you trusted where maybe you shouldn't, let's bring back the power that you gave away in those moments, okay? And I'm going to help you. So we're all going to do it together. But you're each doing it for yourself, and I am helping you all at the same time. So let's call back all that power that you gave away in those moments, and let's send it to your feet chakras now. Excellent. Let's breathe them back and send it to the root chakra. Excellent. Let's breathe it all back, all that power, and send it to your sacral. Breathe back all that power. Let's send it to your navel. Let's do that one a second time. Let's take back your family. Let's take back your power that you gave away through family back into the navel. Much better. Excellent. Let's take back all that power and send it into your solar plexus. Let's do that one a second time. Solar plexus, all that power back. Excellent. Let's call back that power and take it deep in the heart. Excellent. Let's take all that power back in your voice. Excellent. Let's take all that power back in the pituitary pineal, right and left side of your brain. Taking all that power back into the crown. As you are gently coming back into your body and opening your eyes, breathe in love and exhale love. Love is the way to enlightenment. Self-love, love for all. Love for Pachamama. For those of you now who would like their water cleansed, purified, charged, and blessed, I am going to place my hands over your water. Those who are listening later in the archives, yes, this still works. I've had people even tell me it still works, yet I trust it works too. And my hands are over your water. And whatever goes into the water is between you, your higher self, and creator of all creation, your highest good. And your water is ready to drink. Let's all take a sip. You may notice that it tastes a little different. You may notice that it tastes warmer or cooler. Whatever it tastes like, that is divinely meant for you. So I want to let you all know that if anybody ever wants to do a personal private reading with me or a private healing, and healings come in all forms, you know, they're not just about aches and pains and emotional stuff. Sometimes people want a healing because they want to remove past life persecutions or religious manipulations. Or maybe their gifts are opening and they're not really sure how to work with them, how to handle them. So there's a variety of things that I offer besides workshops. And I'm also on Instagram now, which is pretty exciting. And I am also personally channeling painting for people. And these paintings that I've already channeled will soon be up on my website. So keep an eye out for that, please. And I want to thank you for being here. Divine Healing, also known as Jean Selch. Thank you for being here and loving yourself. God bless you. Namaste. Aloha and aho. Remember, not another day. Do you stop yourself from being your true self in all wondrous ways? Until next week, have a blessed week. And remember, you are love. See you next Wednesday, same time. Good night.